This is Dakota Datebook for April 3rd. Tomorrow is the anniversary of North Dakota's first commercial television station. It was 1953, and that first year, Minot's KCJB, now KXMC, chartered a plane to fly in from Minneapolis film coverage of each day of the World Series. But most of the shows were live programs by local teachers, ministers, county agents, and actors. The first woman on the air was Sis Hadley, who produced a regular show about style and fashion. She soon learned that live shows weren't without problems. Once, when doing a live commercial with fashion models, an oblivious new janitor walked between her and the camera with his broom and wastebasket. Another time, she was directing a style show during which she had to use headphones, and when the cameraman abruptly pulled back to do a wide shot, Miss Hadley's head went with him, followed by the sound of her hitting the floor. When the station first went on the air, a Minneapolis Tribune reporter covered the story. He was there during a live production of Arv's Kitchen. Arv Johnson and Harry Burris demonstrated how to drill holes in potatoes with an apple corer, stuff the cavities with cheese, and bake. Soon, viewers began to call, asking why their picture was suddenly foggy. Turns out the cheese had melted, run out of the potatoes, and started to burn. As smoke overtook the tiny studio, sports announcer Jim Adelson threw a pair of leather gloves across the room to Arv, who was trying to yank the potatoes out of the oven. Moments later, a man from West Hope called to say, "Tell Arv that he put 6 potatoes in there, but he only took out 5. There's still one in there burning." Choking from smoke and laughter, the Tribune reporter said he had to leave the room. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Mary Helm. I'm Bill Thomas.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.